What's up, guys? Welcome to another episode of Pushing the Line. Week 6 NFL preview is what we're going to be doing today. It's me, Magic Betts, and that guy, I always point that way, but he over on that side of the screen. Demon Plus Time, aka Mike B's Betts.
Top of the morning, grand rising.
So before we get into this NFL stuff, let's talk about college football yesterday and a couple of things that we went over on our previous show. First things first, number 16, Utah lost to Arizona State. I mean, you agreed on it. I agreed on it. Yeah, we did that. But when we said that, we had no idea that Cam Rising was going to be starting. We thought he was still out.
He shouldn't have started because he looked awful.
And we appreciate that because I won money on that game.
Absolutely. Yeah, he looked awful. Shouldn't have started. He had the glove over his hand, but you could tell he just nah, he shouldn't have been in that game.
And
Just
what I tell
absolutely shouldn't have played.
you about Ken Scatterbo and Jordan Tyson. Get him
Scatterbo.
involved.
Yep. And they look good. Scatterbo look real good. They
Oh, he
couldn't
runs
stop.
hard.
He like a big ass bowling ball going through there.
That's where I was kind of heading. You know who you remind me of? A smaller version of Mike Allstott.
I can see that. What was that running back that Cleveland had? He had like one good year. Peyton
Vardell.
Hillis.
Oh, Peyton Hillis. I thought you were
Yeah.
going to say Tommy Vardell.
No, I ain't go back. No. Peyton Hillis, just low to the ground, hard to get out, tough yards. And if you don't get him, he got enough speed that he can break off a long run on you.
And I hate to use the race card, but it's not what you think of as a typical running back because these guys are melanin deficient, but they're running that rock.
They running it. They look good.
They did. Second game was number two Ohio State versus number three Oregon.
Oh man.
I told you.
No, you told me, but Oregon should not have lost that game. Clock management. Will Howard is a vet. College, speaking in college terms, you have to know the clock. You should have slid down way before you did, called that timeout and kicked that field goal. It was a good game. I'm not. Don't get it twisted. I'm not taking nothing away from Oregon. They played a hell of a game. That crowd was absolutely crazy. But yeah, you gotta understand the clock.
Speaking of the crowd, do you think that nerves had something to do with it because of the electricity of the crowd?
Maybe in that moment, maybe. Because he was driving them down the field. Ohio State did not play a bad game. Was it Henderson or Judkins? They had a bad fumble. But other than that, man, they did not play a bad game. It was a good game between two great teams. And you see that both of those teams deserve to be where they are.
And you know what? Just because I was 3 for 3 on my little upsets, I'm going crack me a beer.
What's that, a white
Let
claw?
me sip. No, I'm missing White Claws. I got me an imported Labatt Blue Apple. But number nine, Ole Miss lost to LSU. I told you
Another
them
great,
boys is playing better.
another good game. I think we both said LSU would win this game.
We
I
may
think
have. I just knew that I did. So,
it was so many. Yesterday was so far, by far, the best week of college football. Alabama almost lost again. I was up
Man.
late watching that Co Colorado game. I say this Colorado loss, they was one of my upsets that I thought could have upset Kansas State. They lost their top three wide receivers last night. Colorado is much better this year than they were last year, especially
They
on the
are.
defensive and offensive line. They are much better.
Yeah, Shedeur Sanders has a little more time this year to throw than he did last year. And you correct, they do look
On
better.
that, he has to stop holding the ball so long. That's one of his drawbacks. He holds the ball too long, and for whatever reason, he's not that fast. He has a little quickness to him, but he doesn't know how to avoid sacks all the time. Like he spinned right into a sack last night. That's just something to watch with him now. As far as throwing the ball and pocket presence, oh yeah, he killing it. He got that all day long.
And before we move on to NFL football, there's one more thing I want to touch on with college football.
UT.
No. As a matter of fact, you know what? Since you brought it up, I went to sleep before halftime. That's the only reason they won, because I went to sleep. Because if I had stayed up and watched that game, then they would have lost.
Anchor down, baby. I know this is an NFL show, y'all, but I want to say this because it's probably never been said. Presently constructed, as of today, what is today, October 13th?
Yep.
2024, Vanderbilt is ahead of Tennessee and Alabama in the Southeastern Conference standing. Anchor down, baby. Let's go.
I'm a Vols fan through and through, but if I'm not cheering for the Vols, I will cheer for Vandy. I love to see the home team do good. I'm glad they got Clark Lee. He has turned that program around. So I like to see them continue to get good. I like to see them spend some money in NIL. And I mean, you got all them doctors that came from there. Pull some money together, get you some athletes in there.
Oh, they definitely got some
money. Competition. But the point that I want to touch on is Boise State running back Ashton Jeanty. He is that dude.
217 yards rushing, a touchdown, and a passing touchdown. Mm-mm. Well, receiving touchdown, excuse me.
Man, he could probably sit out the rest of the season and still get the Heisman.
I don't see how you don't give it to him. Only reason why you probably won't give it to him is because you don't see him. They play real late games. The game was on late. It was on during the Colorado game. You know, Colorado is like a – it's like an unofficial HBCU now. They got all the stars, all the rappers on their side. They had Carmelo, KD, Cameron. They had the game. It's just because he's not seen. But if you get a chance to watch Boise State, this dude is unstoppable. He's amazing. He's killing it.
And have you seen how he stands in the backfield at the beginning of the play?
Yeah. He just stands there like he's not finna do nothing.
Like he's not going to do nothing. And he do everything.
He's amazing. I'm telling y'all, I just told y'all he had 217 yards rushing and one rushing touchdown and a receiving touchdown. Correct me if I'm wrong, that's probably his worst game this season.
I think you're right.
Insane.
And a couple of games, he didn't play past halftime.
Yeah, that's right. You're right.
All right, let's move on to this NFL. We had another game in London that's currently on. I've been currently watching it, and it is the Jaguars versus the Bears. Now, correct me if I'm wrong. A couple weeks ago, didn't Gabriel Davis kind of get ill at Trevor Lawrence because he wasn't getting him the ball or getting him involved?
He has a little frustration, but he can't be frustrated today.
He sure can't, because Trevor Lawrence put the ball right on his numbers in the end zone, and he dropped it.
I know Trevor Lawrence because he just got this big payday. He going to take a lot of flack for what's going on in Jacksonville. Other than Brian Thomas, I really don't have much faith in Jacksonville receivers. Gabe Davis, he's cool. Christian Kirk, he's cool. I really like Brian Thomas. I'm glad they got Evan Ingram back today. ETN don't look good. I know he's injured. But Tank Bigsby just looked better.
You do.
He just looked better. Man, that's killing my fantasy, but
his combine numbers didn't jump off the board. So he wasn't drafted as high as he would like to, but the kid's talented. I don't know if it's the injuries just making ETN look bad, but when you give a kid that's talented an opportunity to show what he's worth, and he's doing that like Tank Bigsby was doing, either get ready to split carries the rest of the season, get ready to be on the trade block, or get ready to be disappointed by your playing time.
Yeah.
So one of those three things is going to happen.
Or a mixture of those three going to happen.
Yep. I put in a couple bets for this game, and my best bet for this game was Brian Thomas over 54.5 yards. At halftime, he was almost halfway there, which was 21 yards. Mm-hmm. And then I had him as a long of over 20.5. Now, with them being down right now 14-3, Jacksonville's going to have to pass. So there's a good chance that both of those bets might still hit.
Yep.
And I also took the money line with Chicago.
I think Caleb Williams is starting to figure it out.
Yes.
He's starting to spread the ball around. Definitely, Cole Kmet had a hell of a first half. Two touchdown passes. I think four catches for 40-some yards.
I wouldn't call it. But, hey, it happened.
Yeah. He's getting a Dunze involved. I seen him hit Keenan Allen across the middle right before halftime. Of course, DJ Moore going to be DJ Moore. Now, he missed him on that deep pass. He put a little bit too much out on it, and they intercepted it.
Yep, it should have been a little more on it, and it should have went towards the pile line a little more. He had too much air on it. And
yep.
Cisco looked like a damn linebacker back there, but he's a safety.
Yeah, and Swift has found his niche. Looked like he's gotten – a lot better.
Well, he's in a situation where they believe in him. Last year in Philadelphia, they didn't so much believe in him. So he was just a rental last year.
I'm going to tell you what the hell happened in Philadelphia. They stopped giving him the damn ball, which pissed me off. That's the problem. I don't know what to – you know what? Let's go ahead.
All right. Let's move on to Arizona Cardinals versus the Green Bay Packers.
Let's do it.
As a matter of fact, I'm going to let you lead each one of these off, and I'll just follow up.
All right. So I have this fun fact that I think y'all don't know. Matter of fact, it's a snapper fact. Let me tell you that. Kyler Murray leads the league in yards per carry. It's not Derrick Henry. It's not Saquon. Kyler Murray. Little Kyler Murray leads the league in yards per carry with 10.7 a carry. I think today should be a pretty good high-scoring game. It's supposed to rain today at Lambeau, but I don't think it'll slow the offenses down too much. I expect a good high-scoring game. Both of these teams are top five in rushing yards, so I think it would be safe for you to bet on Josh Jacobs and James Conner to both have good games, play them in your fantasy. I expect one, if not both, to get into the end zone. The Packers should be pretty much at full strength today. Romeo Doubs is back from his one-game suspension. Christian Watson is back from his ankle sprain. He practiced this week. He was questionable. Said he is going to suit up and play. On the other side of the ball, it's weird, man. I think Marvin Harrison is going to have a good game. It's like they get him involved early, and then they just stop getting him involved late. If you ever notice, most of his damage, if not all, is done in the first half.
Yeah. Speaking of, you said Kyler Murray earlier. And I probably should have brought this fact up in the first game discussion that we talked about. But right now, today, Lincoln Riley has five quarterbacks that he has coached starting. One is Kyler Murray. One is Caleb Williams. Spencer Rattler's getting his first start. Jalen Hurts and Baker Mayfield.
Mm-hmm.
So that is. Is he a good evaluation of talent or just a good recruiter? Or both?
Yeah, he may just be both. Hell, he just may be a great quarterback coach.
You're right. Now, you mentioned Romeo Doubs. Earlier in the week, I sent out a video when I found a stat line that I liked. which the bet for me was Romeo Doubs over 44 and a half yards. He's fresh back off of suspension, so he's going to want to get involved into this game. Now, I think Green Bay is going to get him involved with a bunch of intermediate routes because Arizona runs a lot of zone defense. So he's going to find the opening, sit down, get that ball.
You said Romeo Doubs today?
Romeo Doubs.
I'm going to go with the new kid on the block. I think Jaden Reed going to have a great game today.
See, there's the thing. They're going to have to key on Jaden Reed. I think he's still going to have a good game. Don't get me wrong. Because Jordan Love is going to spread the ball around. They're going to key on Jaden Reed because he's been so hot. So that's going to leave opportunities for Doubs. I don't think Christian Watson's going to do much. And if they get up, of course, they're going to run the ball. If it rains, they're going to run the ball. Give me Josh Jacobs over 68 and a half yards. He has hit that in 13 of his 17 last home games. And Arizona is ranked 28th in rushing yards against right now.
Yeah, Arizona's run defense is very, very bottom of the league, shaky. That's why I'm good with Josh. I don't have Josh Jacobs on any of my fantasy leagues, but he's been a good, consistent bet because Green Bay, they're going to give him the ball. I mean, even if you was to take Jordan Love in this game for, I would say 200 to 225 passing, I would be okay with that.
I didn't like the odds on any of those, so I didn't touch any of his passing. I did take Green Bay -5.5 to cover that spread. I mean 4.5 to cover that spread. Greg Dortch over 22.5 and Michael Wilson over 38.5. They've been getting the ball a lot. That's part of the reason that that Marvin Harrison is kind of non-existent after the first half because he's been spreading the ball around a little more.
He have, and Connor been doing his thing too.
Mm-hmm.
Connor has really been doing his thing, and for once he's healthy. You know, he hasn't missed his usual 3 or 4 games yet, and he's running over people. He looked good. The Arizona is a sneaky good team. They're not going to be a team that may go to the playoffs or something, but they're one of those teams that if you don't put them away, they're hard to beat, or they can beat you.
What's up, C. Wayne?
That's my little brother, man. Little brother in here.
Oh, you know what? Something I meant to touch on before the beginning of the show. If you are sports betting, you need to start tracking your bets to see how you fare with certain types of bets. Mm-hmm. And the best way currently to do that is an app called Picket. If you look in the description of this video, hit my link tree, use my referral code, and click on Picket. Link your sports books, track your bets, and see how you're doing.
Yep. See who you're wasting your money on.
Yeah, you'll change your outlook on who you bet. You'll put a lot of people on no bet list. You'll run less parlays because you'll see that your parlays are not hitting as much as you want them to. Mm-hmm. But to me, it's worth it. Texas versus the New England Patriots.
Big time. I'm leading off again. So Drake May.
You lead off the whole way. This your show, baby.
It's mine. hey, that's why I would have had his demon time. Drake May's making his official start today against the Houston defense that is ranked 4th in total yards allowed. I expect D'Amico Ryans and defensive coordinator Matt Burke to send pressure on his ass all day. All day. And what makes it even worse, Ramondre Stevenson is out. He will have Antonio Gibson back there. I expect Antonio Gibson maybe not to carry the ball a lot, but I do expect him to have a bunch of those Alvin Kamara short dump-offs. So he may have 4 or 5 catches for maybe like 12 yards. I don't think they're going to go far. I don't know if they can move the ball that easily on this Houston defense. And on the other side of the ball, you know, Nico Collins was put on the IR. I expect Tank Dell, he started off kind of slow. He's been okay. But I expect him to get more involved today because I'm pretty sure that they're going to have a couple of eyes on Diggs. I'm pretty sure they're going to put Christian Gonzalez on Diggs. I don't expect this to be that high scoring of a game. I really don't expect it to be that close of a game. New England with their defense, maybe they can keep it kind of close. I don't expect no 30 to 20 or nothing like that. I just maybe like 20, 21-10, Houston.
Joe Mixon's back. He's expected to start. I expect them to get him involved. I expect him to go over the 69.5 yard rushing plus receiving yards that they've got him tabbed for. Mm-hmm. He's hit that three of his last four games and two of his last two away games. So look at him. KJ Osborne is still out for the Patriots. Drake May is going to need a veteran presence, which he's got Kendrick Bourne back. I think this is his first game this season. So
I got a question for you.
What's that?
Do you think this will be a good day to bet on Hunter Henry?
Safety valve, yes. Antonio Gibson, safety valve, yes. Kendrick Bourne, yes. As a matter of fact, Kendrick Bourne, I took him for over 14.5 receiving yards. That's his line. He's hit that 7 of his last 8 home games and 11 of his last 12 games. Mm-hmm. Him being a veteran presence, knowing how to get open, the young rookie quarterback, Drake May, may look at him and target him a lot because he might feel a little safer with him. Because the other starting wide receiver is a rookie, Jalen Pope.
Yep. And they got Pop Douglas, DeMario Douglas.
DeMario Douglas, yeah.
So let me say this about Drake May. A lot of people may not know this. Drake May is not a typical pocket passer if you didn't watch him at North Carolina. He got some wheels on him. So you gotta be careful. I don't know what his rushing yards are in this game, but if Houston is going to send the pressure that I think they will, he may get his rushing yards. I'm sure it's not much, but he may get it. I at least think he'll get 10.
You say Drake May?
Yeah.
I'll tell you, keep talking.
Especially, you know, I don't see Antonio Gibson just having that kind of game today to where he gonna have over 100 yards rushing. I see him more as a get out in the flat, catch a few passes, get chip, keep the pressure off Drake May. I see him having a decent game. I just don't see if New England win this game, I would be shocked.
Drake May's current line is 27.5 rushing yards. I don't
27?
Think. 27? Yeah, 27.5. I don't think he'll get it.
Well, that alone lets you know that he got some wheels on him.
Yep.
Look, my cousin in the group and the chat talking about the Texans might get smoked. I don't see it. He's going to lose all his bet money today.
Texans ain't getting smoked. I took them to cover -6.5. Watch and see. It's going to happen.
What you think? Okay. Does Diggs get 50 yards receiving today?
Does Diggs get 50 yards receiving? With Nico Collins out, that is a very good possibility. Let me look at something real quick. And
a sneaky play. Dalton Schultz.
Stephon Diggs. Yes. 50 to 60.
50 to 60.
Yep.
Sneaky play would be Dalton Schultz today. Dalton Schultz may score a touchdown today.
Dalton Schultz, his line is 33.5. He'll be right around that. It'll be close.
Yeah.
All right, let's move on to Tampa Bay Buccaneers versus the New Orleans Saints.
Yeah, this the UFC game for the day, man. The always entertaining Mike Evans and Marshawn Lattimore matchup. These dudes hate each other.
Like, hey, those highlights came up a lot this week.
They cannot, for whatever reason, they cannot stand each other. I just got some sleeper, man. Sleeper be killing me. I just got some news. ETN hamstring is questionable to return. That's going to end up being Tank Bigsby's job. But anyway.
Yeah. With Lattimore,
they do not like each other.
With them, I want to know who hit who baby mama.
I don't know, bro. It's like as soon as they see each other, it's on sight.
It's, like, on sight.
They don't play no game. Yeah. Yeah, this is another one. I don't see the Saints winning. They starting Spencer Rattler starting today. Derek Carr is out. Kamara should be the play here. I know Spencer Rattler came out and said he was going to do everything he can do to get Chris Olave the ball, which I hope he does for fantasy purposes. Tampa Bay, they run defense is pretty stout, but I still think the back that Kamara is, he has a decent game. Speaking of running backs, the Bucks come in. They injured as well. Rashad White is out. Bucky Irvin would be a good play today. He's came in. He's earned more snaps. Baker Mayfield been solid this year. I expect the Bucks to win, but going into New Orleans, it is a tough place to play. I think they'll put up a good fight, but I think the Bucks will pull this one out.
What's up, Javon and Smeezy? See y'all done made it in.
Thank you for tuning in.
So Spencer Rattler, I think he was okay. First of all, let me say, Jaden Daniels with the Washington Commanders is doing a very good job and playing well, playing above what we thought. But I think Spencer Rattler was the most NFL-ready quarterback in that draft.
You said Rattler?
Rattler.
Yeah, because he beat Tennessee when he was at South Carolina.
Hey, man, why are you bringing up old shit?
63 points, too, but go ahead.
I'm going to turn the show off. But I think he was the most NFL-ready quarterback in that draft. He's been in this offense the same amount of time as everybody else, learning at the same speed of everybody else. The only thing he's lacking is reps. He will try to get Chris Olave involved. He's going to use his safety valve, Juwan Johnson. Mm-hmm. He's even going to hit Rashid Shaheed.
Yeah, Rashid Shaheed. Yeah.
Yeah. He's going to hit all of them. You watch. Hell, he's even got Alvin Kamara as a safety valve. But with that being said, I'm even taking New Orleans to cover the spread of +3.5.
Yeah, 3.5.
Mm-hmm.
But you think New Orleans going to win the game?
I didn't say win the game.
You just taking the point.
+3.5.
Okay. I thought you was making a bold statement.
No. This ain't college football from yesterday. I ain't that bold.
I will say the Saints – people sleep on the Saints defense. They could – Baker Mayfield, this could be a struggle game for him. He might not just go in there and, this could be one of those games.
Hey, if you look at the chat, I can see right now, me and Trey going to end up jumping you.
No, because I'm telling you, C. Wang is a Vols fan too. He probably more diehard Vols fan than both of y'all. I'm telling you, it's addictive.
Hold on, I lost money on what? That New Orleans bet +3.5?
Nah, you probably talking about the Vols.
Oh, no. I knew my Vols wasn't going to play well yesterday, so I did take Florida with the points.
That was a good game, too.
I slept.
Anyway. This next game.
The Cleveland massage the brown hole and the Philadelphia Eagles.
Yeah. Let's see. I don't know, man. I don't know. I hate to be critical on my team. I just haven't seen them dominate a team. I told you when we talked about it last show, they haven't had a double-digit victory since week 7, the Dolphins Sunday night game that I went to. They've had 2 games where they've won in double figures in 2 years. Saying that, they back at full strength. They got Devontae Smith. They got A.J. Brown. They got Lane Johnson. They ready to roll. Cleveland defense, they haven't looked as scary this year. Miles Garrett is battling some injuries. I don't even know if Miles Garrett playing. I don't know, but I know he has something wrong with it. Both his feet. The Eagles secondary is still, it's not right. I look for Amari Cooper to get at least 50 yards receiving, maybe even get in the end zone. Deshaun Watson, if he has time to throw today, because our defensive line, we have not been able to get to the quarterback. We are next to last, if not tied for last, in sacks. And I don't know how this game is going to be. Jalen Hurts can't keep turning the damn ball over. I know that.
Speezy said Amari Cooper yards. his current line
is 51
and a half.
Now
it's all going to depend on Deshaun Watson. How's he going to play? He hasn't put together a great game yet, but with Amari being upset and wanting to be out of there, do they try to get him more involved? I think so. Just to try to keep him, because I don't think there's much of a trade market for him right now, and he should get him. Joe Flacco is playing quarterback for the Colts today.
Yeah, I just got the breaking news. I just got the breaking news on Sleeper. Appreciate that, John Smeezy. Man, I'm gonna be in the minority here, man, and I'm gonna say this: Joe Flacco better than damn near half of the starting quarterbacks in the NFL. And to be honest, every time that he starts, he looked better than the starting quarterback that he replaced in that time. I don't know why Cleveland didn't sign him back. Last week, Indy looked like a for real scary offensive football team.
But you know what's funny, though? This show and last week, the alert came through right about the time we were talking about the Cleveland Browns. Cleveland Browns didn't even offer him a contract at the end of the year.
They did not.
And now they're regretting it because they stuck with Deshaun Watson and their horrible contract and horrible play.
This they don't have Jonathan Taylor again this week. They got Trey Sermon. Speaking of, you know, the Titans, they're going back with Will Levis. He was injured. I'm still comfortable playing Calvin Ridley in this game. Still comfortable doing that. But with that being said, Michael Pittman having a back issue, he is active today. I think this will be a good Josh Downs game. That game is here, right? It's in Nashville, ain't it?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. Play all the Colts wide receivers. Why not? That's what Joe Flacco do. Now, Titans will put some pressure on them.
Wasn't TSU homecoming at the stadium last night?
Yeah, but it was only like 50 people in the crowd. Matter of fact, they took roll for the people that were there. It wasn't much going on.
Field conditions. I wonder if the field is going to be prepped good today.
With these two teams coming in, probably not.
Okay.
But so, what you think about Tony Pollard in this game? Because Indy rush defense ain't that good.
I would give Tony Pollard an anytime touchdown.
I think he'd get at least 50 yards rushing.
That is a very good possibility. The one thing I like about this game is the Titans just had a bye week. Going into the bye week, you had the coach taking a whole lot of blame for everything that's going on. He admitted that there's some things that he's got to change, especially with his play calling. And with him being a first-year play caller, there's a whole lot that needs to change because he's not getting it done. Mm-hmm. Will Levis was trying to do too much. I wonder if they've calmed him down a little bit. I wonder if they're giving him some things that he can do well and not just force things and turn the ball over, because he's still leading the league in turnovers, right?
If he don't, he lead the league in costliest turnovers.
Yeah.
If he don't turn the ball over, honestly, man, what are y'all, 1-3? I think y'all can easily be 3-1.
We could win this game. Well, maybe not win this game, but yeah, we're gonna win this game. I'm putting it out there, we're gonna win this game.
What's the spread? The Titans are a 2.5 favorite. I think the Titans win this game.
Yep.
This may be a sneaky high-scoring game. I don't know. I like the Titans' defense. They've been playing much better. If they get to Joe Flacco, I think the Titans can keep them under 14 points. I can see the Titans winning this one like 20-14, 20-13, something like that.
I mean, the over under is 42, so it'll be somewhere around there.
Yeah.
The game of the day, you think?
Here we go right here.
Washington Commanders versus the Ravens.
Mm-hmm. Jaden Daniels. Only thing that may affect him today, Brian Robinson Jr. is out. Expect a lot of Austin Ekeler. We'll see how that goes. But they come into Baltimore to face that dude, man. They got the MVP Lamar today. You know what him and Derrick Henry do. These teams are ranked 1 and 2 in rushing, both top 5 in total yards. This should be a fantasy dream game. Play everybody. Play everybody. I'm expecting a 35-31 type game. The Ravens finally got Mark Andrews involved last week. Let's see if he can capitalize on it. I think he will. I'm hoping he will. This Ravens defense ain't the Ravens defense that it's always been. They still make plays, but you can't score on them. Joe Burrow lit them. He lit them up last week. I think this is gonna be a game. This is gonna be a good game.
So the over under of 51.5 is what has me baffled. I mean, Baltimore is near the bottom of the league in every pass defense category.
Mm-hmm.
You got Washington Commanders, their offense is pass happy, looking good. So if they get up and they're ahead, then that's going to force the Baltimore Ravens to have to pass. I think it's going to be more of a 60-point over-under. I'm thinking both teams probably going to have over 24 points.
I can't see them not.
I took the over on that.
I think Jaden Daniels is going to have a hell of a game today.
I think Jaden Daniels get over 224.5.
I know people say they don't listen to the media and all this stuff. I think Lamar Jackson going to try to prove a point today. And I know Jaden Daniels, he says the right thing. He don't want to be the next Lamar. He wants to be Jaden Daniels, but he has a point to prove as well. McLaurin, I think, he loves the fact that he has a franchise quarterback now. McLaurin has been playing well. Zay Flowers had a good game. You know, Derrick Henry going to do Derrick Henry things. I want to see how Washington looks this game. This will be the game that De'Ami Brown and I forgot the other one. Is it Luke McCaffrey?
Luke McCaffrey, yes. He's a rookie. Yeah. They're starting to target him.
Yeah, he's going to have to spread the ball around today. And he's going to have to be careful and look for Kyle Hamilton because, you know, he'd be lurking in that secondary trying to get a turnover. But I like this game. I think this is the game of the day.
So two early lines that I found early in the week, and I'm pretty sure they've moved by now. But I did take Jaden Daniels early for over 224.5 yards. And I took Lamar Jackson for over 220.5 yards early in the week. As a matter of fact, let me see what they at right now. That's got me interested. Passing yards. Baltimore, Washington. The line is 221 for Lamar and 225 for Jaden Daniels. They hadn't moved much. But
you
I think
still on there? What's I the line for Mark Andrews? What's his yards? Is it about 30, somewhere between 35 and 40?
Receiving yards, Mark Andrews, 24.5.
That's low. I would take that.
That is low, but they still going to get likely involved. They probably going to have similar games.
Yeah, they. Because I don't have no faith in Bateman.
Who?
Rashad Bateman.
Who?
Exactly.
<Ooh. laughs> The next game. The Chargers versus Broncos.
We're going to talk about it because we have to. These are the games that, you know, on paper, it looked like a yawn game. What is the over under? 35.5? That is a yawn game. So the Broncos defense has been, Vance Joseph got them playing out their mind. Surtain, don't even throw it over there. Just don't even worry about it. I don't think I would play nobody in this game as far as fantasy. I don't even know. Both teams ranking top five defensive in yards of allowed or yards allowed. Denver's third in sacks. The Chargers are tied for third in forcing turnovers. This should be one of those good old 80s, 90s, just physical games. Javonte Williams, J.K. Dobbins, because Gus Edwards is on IR now. If you want to take a swing at them, maybe. I don't see Courtland Sutton, Quentin Johnston, Ladd McConkey. I don't see a lot of points being scored in this game.
So it's funny you say you wouldn't start anybody from this game in fantasy, because when I was looking for props to play, I didn't see not one prop that I like.
It's nothing that you safe playing in.
Nothing. I mean, if I'm spending my hard-earned money, it's going to be on something that I feel confident in, and I don't feel confident in any prop in this game.
Mm-mm.
The only thing I do feel confident in is the Denver defense. That's the reason I've got them covering that plus +3.
Now, what I will say, I always tell you, when you make these bets, they don't make them for you to win. But every now and then, if you want to make a crazy play, I would bet a defensive touchdown in this game. Now, if you wanted to parlay that with something like a Derrick Henry touchdown, that may be a play. But something defensive is going to, maybe a fumble return or a pick six or something like that in this game, I think would be, it's going to be considered a lotto because it's rare, but I could see it in this game.
If you go with the pick six defensive touchdown, I think DraftKings will allow you to play those.
Mm-hmm.
Patrick Surtain, he's already got one this year that I know of, and this could be a time for him to get another one.
Yeah, I think he got it last week, if I ain't mistaken. And another thing, so I'm on Hard Rock Bet. For those of y'all who are not on Hard Rock Bet, if you go on our link tree, it is a link in there for that. On Hard Rock Bet, you have to bet on the defensive person to score the touchdown. You can't bet on the complete defense like FanDuel, which was crazy.
While we talk about Hard Rock Bet, every now and then they have some good lines early.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't like them as a whole for the simple fact that they've got a stranglehold on all the betting in Florida. They've got exclusive rights to being the only betting app that is legalized in Florida, other than like Prize Picks or Underdog. As far as bet money lines and everything, they're exclusive.
Hard Rock Bet, that's it.
Caleb Williams got 4 touchdowns. Lord of mercy.
Man, I quit watching to do this damn podcast.
Y'all, hey, man, I got it on right here. I'm glad somebody giving us the highlights, though. Appreciate that.
Yeah. Hey, man, I'm telling you, this Bears defense, I mean, this Bears offense, they getting it together.
It's starting to come together, and don't get me wrong, it's not Matt Eberflus. It's got to be the offense coordinator doing things right.
Yes, that can't be. DeAndre Swift got 86 yards rushing. That is with 4 catches for 28 yards. He's found something. Gabe Davis did get his touchdown.
Allen just got that one.
Yeah, Gabe Davis got one for Jacksonville. They fight, man.
That should have been 2 for Gabe Davis.
It should have been. Brian Thomas Jr. hasn't caught another pass. That's concerning.
Yeah, especially for my bets.
Yeah, fourth quarter just started. Bears are up 28-10. I think we both took the Bears in that game. I didn't. Jacksonville, man. So hypothetically speaking, I know they just paid Trevor Lawrence all that money. In the offseason, they are 1-4, about to be 1-5. If they get the number one pick or a top 3 pick, do you see them moving on from Trevor Lawrence?
Nope. I don't, for the simple fact of the dead cap hit.
Because you know, I'm willing to bet, I'm sure you know, Doug Peterson ain't going to be their coach next year.
Now his the owner Shad Khan just reaffirmed that he has faith in the GM and the head coach. But then again, with Shad Khan, that means nothing because it's all about money for him.
Yeah, they always say that until they keep on losing, get rid of.
Well, if
so, check this out. Speaking of, go ahead. I'm gonna let you finish yours, but I got something to say about the next game. But go
ahead. If they get the number one pick, Travis Hunter, it is.
Travis Hunter. He got hurt last night too. Yeah. I don't know if I told you that he got something happened to him. He went
shoulders.
Out. But yeah, speaking of GM and head coaching and all that next stuff, man, we got the Pittsburgh and the Raiders next. I don't know if you've seen the reports about Devontae Adams probably not gonna get traded now until at least the end of the season. The reason why is because one of the reasons why he is a big fan of Aiden O'Connell. And he was always pushing for Aiden O'Connell to be the starting QB. And I think that was some of the disruption. I don't necessarily know about him and Antonio Pierce or whatever, but he is out today with even saying that. He is out. Aiden O'Connell gets the start this week. He won't have Devontae Adams. He won't have Jacoby Myers. I would feel safe playing Brock Bowers today. I think he has a decent day. Hey, Justin Fields, Russell Wilson, I think he's good to play, but Justin Fields gets the start today. He should catch a break because Max Crosby is doubtful, if not out. And I think TJ Watt will have about 4 sacks today.
Four? Golly, you pushing high.
Yeah, I don't see nobody on that Raiders line that can stop TJ Watt today. But with that being said, I just don't think the Raiders got it. I think the Steelers pull this out. Once again, I don't see a lot of points being scored. I think the Steelers win this game. Just a knockdown, drag out affair.
So, back to this Devontae Adams thing. It's also to do with compensation.
They're asking for too much.
They're asking for the second-round pick, and I don't think anybody's wanting to give them that, and they're stalling them out.
Plus compensation.
You remember how they did, how Craig and Smokey did Red on the porch? Stall them out, Debo.
They want a second round pick plus compensation.
So with this game, yeah, I took Pittsburgh money line. I mean, it's obvious.
Yeah, the total is 36.5. It's kind of like that Chargers Broncos game. It's only a point more. Pittsburgh win this game.
I also took Pat Freiermuth over 30.5
mm-hmm.
yards. I took George Pickens over 3.5 receptions, and George Pickens over 49.5 yards.
See, George Pickens got to get his head in the game.
He had a bad game last week. He doesn't have two bad games in a row.
Yeah, I think Justin Fields is going to look for him today. I think Najee Harris gets in the end zone today.
Hope so. There's talk of Jaylen Warren taking over for him before the end of the season.
I could definitely see that. It's Jaylen Warren, he's back today, right?
I think so.
Yeah, he been out. I think he's back today.
So this next game, Detroit Lions at Dallas Cowboys.
Let's go, Detroit.
At for a reason, though.
Nah, I know you did. Well, why did you say that?
No, you go ahead and talk. Don't talk.
I already know what you finna say. Detroit is catching Dallas at the right time. No Michael Parsons, no DeMarcus Lawrence, no Eric Kendricks, Deron Bland still on IR. Detroit run game has been pretty much unstoppable. Dallas run defense pretty much been below average at best. Rico Dowdle had his best game last week against Pittsburgh. I don't know if I expect that today against Detroit. We'll see. I know Ezekiel Elliott came out. I think he had a bit of an issue with how he was utilized last week.
Yep.
They just extended. David Montgomery just got a payday yesterday or the day before. So that'll be interesting to see how him and Gibbs are today. David Montgomery is a very good running back for this Detroit team. I think that needs to be said. I know Gibbs is the flashier one, and He does the stuff. David Montgomery is a dog for this Detroit team. He fits them very well.
They do a good job of utilizing both of them in the offense.
Yes, they do. I think Amon-Ra is going to have a good game today. Maybe not a lot of yards, but at least five catches. And five catches, 50, 60 yards.
I mean, it's going to be a shootout. I mean, both quarterbacks are going to have to throw the ball.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's just my opinion, especially Dallas. Dallas going to have to throw the ball because the running game ain't there. Dardale had a good game. But you asked somebody, I saw a tweet that you asked somebody about Rico Dardale or somebody else on fantasy. Who was that other person?
Javonte Williams?
Yes.
Was it on Twitter?
Yes. It was Javonte Williams.
Yeah, I added him. I asked him, who would you rather start, Rico Dowdle against Detroit or Javonte Williams against the Chargers?
At first, I was saying Javonte Williams, which I would probably still do Javonte Williams because he's going to be more utilized than Rico. Mm-hmm. But that's a push.
It is. And if you look at it, I believe I got them both on – it's either Sleeper or NFL.com. They both projected to get the same amount of points.
Okay. You know, something with it just reminded me when I said push. There is a new app that I got put on through playerprofs.ai, and that app is called what is that app called? It is called BN Fantasy. So it's Bleacher Nation Fantasy.
Mm-hmm.
Each game they have where, like, say, Caleb Williams versus Trevor Lawrence, and then they might give Trevor Lawrence, like, plus 6 yards passing. Do you take Trevor Lawrence with the plus 6 yards passing or Caleb Williams to win that battle? So look into that app if you want another option for a fantasy-type football, and it's a little different, but I like it. I hit my first 3 bets on it, and I've got, like, 4 bets in for the day.
So I got a question for you.
I got an answer for you.
Stat guy.
Uh-uh.
Jake Ferguson, what's his over under in yards today?
Jake Ferguson.
I don't see Aaron Glenn and Dan Campbell letting CeeDee Lamb go crazy today. Jalen Tolbert has been playing much better with Brandon Cooks out.
49.5.
Jake Ferguson at 49.5, CeeDee Lamb. You said if you think this is really going to be a shootout, he's going to have to utilize Ferguson today.
Jake Ferguson going to have 50-60. As a matter of fact, when we get off this show, you know what? Keep the show going. I'm about to put the bet in while we're on the show.
Okay. So, Jake Ferguson should have a good game today. CD is going to CD. He's going to do what he do, but I just don't think Detroit is going to let him go crazy like that today. You got Amon-Ra. You got Jameson Williams. You got so many. Sam Laporta. I just don't think that Dallas just can shut them out like that. I don't see it. And Detroit owed Dallas an ass whooping because they cheated them out their last game right before the playoffs to give them a number 2 seed. So they owe him one.
So right now, Jake Ferguson over 49.5 yards. And FanDuel has it at -110. That's the one that has the best odds.
Mm-hmm.
And another reason I tell you guys to use Pickett is because you can go to the event on Pickett, go to the line that you want, and see who has the best odds. So right now, I am looking at that. And I am getting ready to place my bet.
Should have hit. Speaking of hitting, Bears scored again. It's 35-10.
Nobody expected to be a high-scoring game like that. But, hey, Bears coming into their own.
I'm telling you, man, Caleb Williams is going to be all right. He's starting to figure it out. He got 35 fantasy points. If you started Caleb Williams and Cole Kmet, you are having a good day so far. And DeAndre Swift just ran that in for 1 yard. DeAndre Swift is having another good game. 15 carries, 87 yards, and a touchdown with 4 catches and 28 yards.
I've got 35.32 points with Caleb Williams right now.
Oh, you started him today?
Yeah.
Hey,
I had to start him. Will Levis is my other backup quarterback.
Yeah, you did right.
I ain't stupid.
Speaking of doing right, this next game, Falcons versus Panthers. Panthers did right starting Andy Dalton, but anyway, this could be a sneaky good game. Chuba Hubbard, he's been playing really well.
He's playing like a number one back.
Deontay Johnson is finding his stride with Andy Dalton as quarterback. On the other end, Kirk Cousins is starting to look like he's not completely, but at least 90% healed from that Achilles injury. He has a hell of a chemistry with Darnell Mooney. Darnell Mooney is having a career year right now, and he's starting to find it with Drake London as well. Drake London had a career game, if I ain't mistaken, with that 154 he had against, who was that they played? Tampa Bay, that Thursday night game. Darnell Mooney, as I spoke on, has been a good surprise. Bijan Robinson has a hamstring injury, but he's going to play. Don't be surprised if you see a lot of Tyler Algier this game. I don't know what his over-under in rushing is, but I do think if they have any kind of goal line opportunities, you'll see more Algier than you will Bijan.
So here's a quick question or a hypothetical. Imagine being a free agent quarterback coming off an injury, going to the Atlanta Falcons, not having any reps with anybody there, knowing much about anybody there, not getting any reps in the preseason. Then all of a sudden, you figure out that Kyle Pitts is probably one of the most physical gifted tight ends in the league, and you didn't realize it. I think you realized it last week.
Kyle Pitts had probably his best game in 2 or 3 years last week.
7 catches for 88 yards. Now, that was the third time in 20 games that he has had over 6 catches.
Mm-hmm.
So they need to start getting that boy involved. They need to realize what they got.
The thing people don't realize about Atlanta is they have weapons. Don't think that they don't. Kyle Pitts is a weapon. Drake London is a legit wide receiver one. Bijan catching that ball out the backfield. He'll run it all the way he runs it. Darnell Mooney looking the way that he's looking. Every now and then, they kind of include Ray McCloud in there. They got weapons. They can put some points up on you, and they got somebody that can get the ball out of there.
Speaking of Ray McCloud, I took him to get over 37.5 yards. See?
I actually started Darnell Mooney today in one of my fantasy leagues. I think that Kirk Cousins is against Carolina. He should have a good game today. I started Drake London. Now I have a decision to make going back. Did I see Joe Flacco playing? Do I start Pittman?
I did. I got him starting on my fantasy team. But do you know why I took Ray McCloud to get over 37.5 yards?
No, but I know you finna tell me.
Well, he has hit that 4 out of the last 5 games.
I don't have none of Ray McCloud.
Well, I just took the bet. I took the bet of him getting over 37.5 yards because he's hit it 4 out of 5 last game. 4 of his 5. So.
Yeah. I'm thinking about starting Pittman. I got him on my bench.
I got him over 34.5 today.
He just got that back injury. So we're about to discuss another game.
Hold on. Time out.
Good.
Give me Carolina +6.5 today.
Sneaky good game. I'm with you.
Carolina +6.5.
Yeah, I'm with you for sure. I think that I have no doubt that game can be a sneaky good game today.
All right, move on.
Just like this next game that we're about to do.
Mm-hmm.
Cincinnati going to East Rutherford, New Jersey today. They playing the Giants. Cincinnati's 1-4, man. They have to win today. If you don't win today, it's over with. Joe Burrow, I get it. I hear what you're saying. You got to beat the Giants today. That point blank period. You have to. The Giants got a sneaky good defensive line too, man, with Dexter Lawrence, but they will be without edge rusher Kayvon Thibodeau today. They also won't have Devin Singletary, so we'll see if Tyrone Tracy can come out and replicate that 120-yard rushing game he had last week.
They need to get Eric Gray involved. Get him involved.
He'll evolve. Don't get him involved.
No, no. That boy graduated from Oklahoma. He is no longer involved. Don't even put that on him no more.
And then, too, look, if Cincinnati was 4-1 and not 1-4, Joe Burrow would be the probably lead candidate for MVP right now, the way he's been playing. And this Cincinnati's defense has been the problem. Their offense is fine. Jamar Chase had a hell of a game last week. T. Higgins has been playing well. They're getting good production out of Chase Brown and Zach Moss. And I expect the same this week. I just, you know, they just 1-4, man. And they've lost every game by one possession. Something has not went their way. Daniel Jones, he has been playing better. They are without Malik Nabers again. So we'll see if he can get Wandale Robinson, Sterling Shepard. I don't know why they don't get Jalen Hyde involved. That's another story. But this could be another sneaky good game.
Speaking of Jalen Hyde, I just did pick up I picked up Madden because they put that motherfucker on sale. I'm going to start me a franchise with the Washington Commanders. And I'm going to trade for Jalen Hyde, okay? So I'll let you know about that later. But the game that we were on, Cincinnati, T. Higgins is getting 10 targets a game. Jamar Chase is getting 7 targets a game. They're going to get their stats today. I took T. Higgins over 52.5 yards, and I took Jamar Chase over 20. Over 25 and a half. When I took that line, his line was 25 and a half yards. What the fuck kind of line is that? Oh, no, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. That was his long reception. His long reception. I took 25 and a half yards as long reception. I expect him to beat the defense today. So he's going to get him a big one. I put him down for anytime touchdown, too, if you bet anytime touchdowns.
That's gonna be. I don't know if Cincinnati. What's the spread?
Cincinnati minus 4. I was afraid to touch the spread on this game at all. Like you said, it's gonna be a sneaky good game. I thought it was gonna be too close for me to take 4 points.
Mm-hmm.
So I just didn't know. I did take the under of 47.
I think Joe Burrow get at least 2. I'm going to give him 250 today.
Okay. That's a good one. Somebody else to keep an eye on, and I hope I say his name right. Andre Yoshivash.
Yoshivash.
Yeah. If you look at his name, it looks like Iosivas or something like that, but it's Yoshivash.
So last season, they was calling him Andre Iosivas.
Yeah, if you look at his name, it looks like that's how you pronounce it.
Mm-hmm. But it's Yoshivash.
Is he becoming the next Tyler Boyd?
He's in that role. He's playing it well too.
He's taller. He's 6'3".
Yeah, they got Jack. He got some weapons too. Jermaine Burton, he can go out there and catch some passes too. Gesicki, he's sneaky good. Man, he got some weapons.
I'm disappointed in Gesicki. When he was in Miami, I expected him to be a lot better than he has been. He's physically talented, but he's not putting it together on the field. He ended up going to New England, not doing anything there. Now he's with Joe Burrow. He's not doing a whole lot, but he's disappointing to me.
The potential is there. Yeah. I think it's hard on Cincinnati though. I think that's why they just rotate tight ends every season. I mean, you got Chase, Higgins, Boyd. Well, you had Boyd. You don't now. I don't know if you're going to get a lot of targets in Cincy. But, I mean, you know, when they do give him the ball, before T. Higgins got there, he did have one good game. I remember that. He got in the end zone, too. But like you said, the talent is there. He just not – and it could be the team that he on. Who knows?
Hey, Monday Night Football. It's
This
gonna be
game right
interesting.
here.
It's gonna be interesting with everything that has happened.
The Jets fired their coach. Everybody knows that. Jeff Ulbrich is the interim head coach. Took the play calling duties away from Nathaniel Hackett, gave him to Todd Downing. Todd Downing likes to run the ball. He had the run, pass, kick deep offense in Tennessee. I expect Breece Hall and Braylon Allen to get the ball a lot this game. The Jets defense is the Jets defense. I still think they're going to be good. I'm trying to think. The reason I'm talking slow is because I'm trying to think about something that I want to say for the Bills. James Cook is questionable. I think it's his foot. I believe it's his foot. Josh Allen, he got injured last week. He had a concussion. They said he passed. He should be good. I just don't know who he's going to throw the ball to. He does not have a number one receiver. Keon Coleman, he has the potential, but he's here and there. He's spotty. Curtis Samuel, Khalil Shakir, Dawson Knox, Dalton Kincaid. I just don't know. I don't know how this game is going to turn out, but I do know if the Jets win, they're in first place, which is crazy. With all the turmoil they got going on, if they win this game, they're in first place.
So with that being said, I haven't put in all my bets for that game yet, and so I didn't put any in the notes yet. But I will put those together, and I'll probably get those out late tonight. I did find an interesting some interesting info, and it comes from Action Sports. Since 2023, 38 teams have fired their head coach during the season. Those teams have gone 17 and 21 straight up. And 22 and 16 against the spread. So a 44.7 straight up win rate might not look great, but those teams had a 100 win versus 256 loss and three tied record, which is 28% prior to the head coaching change. So with that being said, I'm kind of looking at the Jets to possibly cover the spread. I mean, it's Buffalo minus 2.5. So if you give me 2.5 points right now with the Jets, I might take it. I'm still looking deeper into it, but that's where I'm leaning.
I think one of the things that frightens me about the Bills this game. This is one of those games where Josh Allen tries to be Superman and he makes a whole lot of mistakes. And the Jets, with that defense, can cause a lot of turnovers. I hope James Cook does play in this game. But even still, I just don't think he's going to have that great of a game with that defensive line that the Jets got with Quinnen Williams and those guys. This is a tough game to judge. I'm confused on it. It's a good game to bet on. I just don't know who to bet on. The over under is 40 and a half with a 2.5 point spread. I don't know.
I do know one bet I'm taking. Aaron Rodgers under 44 and a half first quarter passing yards. The line is minus 115. That has hit two of his last two games and has hit in two of his last two games versus Buffalo.
Oh, I got some breaking news for you. Gabe Davis got two touchdowns now.
I think Smeezy told you that.
Nah, he ain't said nothing.
Hold on. No,
He was talking about Caleb Williams.
he was talking
It's
about something.
30, 35-16 with 7 minutes left to play in the fourth quarter. The Bears have 35, the Jags have 16. It's a good fantasy game unless you got ETN like me.
I ain't
Evan
stupid.
Ingram is back. 10 catches, 102 yards, no touchdowns.
See, that's why
Game.
Brian Thomas is not involved because they're getting Evans the ball.
Evan Ingram.
All right, who we still got here? You got any questions before we go?
You know what, man? I don't. Like I said, when you bet with your mind, don't bet with your heart. If you bet with your heart, you're probably gonna lose.
And I wasn't even talking about you having questions. I was talking about them.
Oh, yeah. My bad.
You forgot we live?
I did. Once I get going, I'm in the zone.
Well, speaking of zone, I'm about to go throw some brats on that zone called a smoker. Probably going to throw some, man, I got plenty of them. I had them. Let's see. I threw them out there on the show.
Tell them your touchdown parlay. That was a good one.
My touchdown parlay? Mm-hmm. Pull this up. I got too much stuff on my phone.
I think it was CeeDee, Derrick Henry.
I got Josh Jacobs, Derrick Henry, and CeeDee Lamb as an anytime touchdown. Mm-hmm. A weird one that I put together just for the simple fact that head-to-head is hit 100% of the time for each of these as a single, but I'm running as a parlay. Baker Mayfield to throw an interception. Jared Goff to throw an interception. Josh Allen to throw an interception.
If I had one, I would bet Cole Kmet and Gabe Davis both get 2 touchdowns today.
Hey. The game's over.
Honestly, serious, in all seriousness, that Cardinals-Packers game, I would bet James Conner to get in the end zone. The Patriots-Texans game, I don't know about that one. I don't have no best bets for that one. The Saints and the Bucks game, I expect Kamara to have at least 4 catches.
I went over most of mine during the show. One of them I didn't touch on is they're starting to get Jahan Dotson involved in Philadelphia.
Yeah,
his receiving line was over 9.5 yards. I mean, that's plus 100. I took it.
Yeah. Oh, Colts Titans game with Flacco starting, Josh Downs.
I would look at Alec Pierce also.
Yeah, Alec Pierce had a hell of a game last week. But Josh Downs, Alec Pierce, I think you're safe in that. Tony Pollard, rushing yards, I think you're safe in that. The Commanders-Ravens game, Lamar, Derrick Henry, I think you're safe in both of those. Jaden Daniels, at least 25 rushing yards. I think that's a safe bet, especially with Brian Robinson Jr. not being in.
I'm finna find a pick live that I like that I hadn't played. Hey, and Njoku's back, ain't he?
If he's not, I believe he is back.
Give me Njoku over 29.5 yards. I'm putting it in right now.
There you go, your safe bet. ETN finna really cause me to lose his bet. Let's see what I do in fantasy today, man. I know I'm gonna lose one because of ETN. ETN is almost becoming somebody that you can bench. Or if you can trade him, if ETN come out next week or the week after and he have a real good game, I would try to trade Travis ETN.
Hey, you know what I got to say about that? Don't tell us. Tell yourself. You the one starting.
Well, yeah, I'm talking to myself. I damn sure. I'm talking to myself for sure. He got -1 rushing. Well, I don't think he's back in the game. But he has -1 rushing. Man, that's crazy.
Hey, all right. So I don't know if everybody in here is in the Discord, but you can go to either mine or Mike's link tree.
Mm-hmm.
And go to the winnable. Because you are live on this show, put in the code PTL and get a free month of the All Access. PTL is the code.
Please don't ask what it stands for. Pushing the lines. Oh, before we get out of here, man, WNBA, the finals game two starts today. I don't know if you've seen game one. It was a classic, 95-93. The Lynx pulled it out. 18-2 run in the fourth quarter to pull it out. The safe play, Sabrina Ionescu, two three-pointers. Breonna Stewart, she going to have a bounce-back game because I know she feels like she let them down with that missed free throw and that missed layup in the fourth quarter and overtime. And she could have won with the free throw, and she could have tied it. I look for her to get off. Nafisha Collier, she's unbelievable. You can pencil her in for at least 20 and 8. I think Breonna Stewart gets 20 today. If you don't know, Jonquel Jones, she's like a double-double machine. You can pencil her in for at least 8 rebounds and 10 points. That's what she do. I'm expecting another good game today. That Liberty crowd was live, man. Speaking of live, man, Tariq Skubal, he gave a grand slam up against the Guardians yesterday.
You know what? With the Ohio State-Michigan rivalry, I saw a bunch of Ohio State fans make the statement that Ohio's still proving that Michigan ain't shit.
And on that note, hey, man, before we leave, let me get your – who wins tonight, the Mets or the Dodgers?
Who's starting? I ain't even looked at it. Boy, see, I have fell off on my baseball since the playoffs starting. Flaherty?
Yeah.
Flaherty starting. Dodgers at home. Give me Dodgers.
You taking the Dodgers.
I'll take the Dodgers. For those who don't know, Flaherty was a starting pitcher for Detroit. He got traded midseason. He's in a better situation now, and he's not having to hear all this shit talking Michigan right now.
I think this Mets-Dodgers series is going to be, you know, gonna be pretty good.
I'm glad you brought that up because I had nothing of baseball on my mind. But it's rumored that Shohei Ohtani may pitch – if they make it to the World Series.
That'll be interesting. Like I told y'all, man, just tune in and watch some of these baseball games, at least for a minute, just to see how these crowds be. Insane.
And just a heads up, I am working out of town this weekend, Wednesday through possibly Sunday. If I can get back Saturday night somehow, I'll try to get back so we can do a show on Sunday. If not, we might not be having a show this week.
We'll let y'all know.
We'll keep you tuned in. Other than that, y'all have a good day. Go grab you something to drink. Put something on the grill. Watch some football. Enjoy yourselves.
40 minutes till game time. Let's go.
Get those bets in.